You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we've talked on the show a few times about tattoos and people regretting their tattoos and the percentage of people who have regrets. There's this guy. He works at a country music station in St. Louis.
Oh, I like him already.
What they used to call country and western. My question is, what happened to the and western part of that equation?
They let it go.
Country and western music, and now it's just country. Where did the western music go?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know.
Anyway, back to the story. He was half of a morning show team. His name is Mason. And Mason went and got a tattoo on his upper arm of the radio station's logo. Tattooed. Boom.
Team player.
Less than a week later, they fired him.
Whoops.
So he just posted, you know, a little photo of
himself. Did he not see this coming? Like, was this like a last-ditch effort to say, hey, I am a team player. I'm doing this. Please don't fire me.
God, I wish I had the full scoop. All I know is that he's part of the Mason and Remy show. Here's the worst part. They did not fire the other person on the show.
Oh.
Just Mason, and they're teaming this other person out with someone else.
I got to know what Mason did. What do you do?
I have a friend of mine who that happened, was hired as part of a morning show somewhere, and after about a year, she got fired and the other person did not.
That's a kick, isn't it?
That's like, you know, I'm probably going to get the call someday. Dom, we've decided to just go with the young blood, Jeremy, and we're going to put you out to pasture.
Oh, you're like, okay. I did my time.
Yeah. I will not be getting a Mix 100 tattoo, no matter how much I love this radio station.
You shouldn't.
I will not be inking my body for them. What else is trending?
Oh, gosh. I hate to tell you this story, but it is making the rounds. It's got a bit of a cringe factor to it. This is your crap on celebrities. Literally crap. It's coming from Kid Rock's bar. I guess he's got a bar out there in Nashville, Tennessee, Dom. Speaking of
play country and western
music. The name of his bar is Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse. It actually sounds like a pretty fun place. So much fun that a guy took off his colostomy bag and swung it around and around and around and around in the restaurant.
Why would you do that? Trying to get better service?
When the music just hits you, Dom, you just... Anyway, as you'd expect, the bag split open, and we got ourselves a super spreader event right here. Was arrested, and sadly, one of the police officers had to go home and completely change because he was covered. But you wouldn't expect that anywhere else, right? I mean, just at Kid Rock's big-ass honky-tonk bar. Oh, I'm sorry I had to tell you that, but hey, this is trending. It's what's making the rounds. Here's some more celebrity gossip. Now that Jennifer Lopez is single again, she's been spending time with her ex-boyfriend, Ben Affleck. I guess she's been spotted several times being dropped off at his house and from a white Escalade that supposedly belongs to her. Now, people
are... How long ago did they break up? It's like 15
what is
years
that?
Ago or something.
Oh, has it been that long? Well, yeah, because he had Jennifer Gardner. It's been a long time.
I'm going to look it up.
People have noticed that these are daytime visits, so they don't think any hanky-panky or anything fun is going on.
Well, who says you can't fool around in the
daytime? Yeah, it's daytime. Anyway, Jennifer Gardner is aware of
these people.
I don't know.
They can't possibly be doing anything. The sun is up.
Jennifer Gardner is aware of the friendly visits, and she's cool. Like, it matters, I guess. I don't know. She says she wants what's best for Ben. So, I don't know what they're doing. They're just hanging out. Who cares?
J-Lo and Ben Affleck ended their engagement in 2004. So, yeah, it's been 17 years. That's enough time for you to... That's usually enough time to forgive someone.
That's a long-distance booty call right there.
I just have that one person who's never forgiven me.
Just one. Just the one. It's a pretty good record, man.
One and a half.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson did a solid. He teamed up with Bill Gates and Microsoft to donate the new Xbox Series X to 20 different children's hospitals around the United States. They're going hope that they're going to reach about 50,000 kids in these hospitals. And
that sounds just like him.
Give those kids a little escape and have some fun, play some video games. And, you know, The Rock put his little bull logo on the Xboxes, and it looks pretty cool. So,
you know, we are all going really to be good. Crushed if something comes out that shows that he's actually not a good guy.
He's a jerk, no.
Because everything we've seen is that he's like one of the coolest people
ever. He's
the
man. That's our future president, President Rock. There you go. Yeah. New term out, new term alert for the opposite of trendy this morning. It's coming from a woman on TikTok-y, which is not a trendy way to say TikTok. TikTok-y, she coined the term for the opposite of trendy. It's called choogy.
Choogy.
Choogy, opposite of trendy. Things that were stylish in middle school and high school but are no longer in style.
Oh, yeah. You see the hairstyles on Facebook, people's profile pictures.
Yes.
They still have their middle school hairstyle.
Now, some of the examples were T-shirts with, like, funny sayings and graphic tees. Ruh-roh. Yeah. I'm choogy. Herbal essence shampoo.
That's you.
The wooden signs that you see at craft stores. You know the ones.
Oh,
live,
God.
Laugh, love.
We
home,
have
heart,
more
love.
Fun in our family making fun of people who have signs in their houses.
They are ridiculous.
And I know that's a majority of our listeners. I apologize. I just want you to know that if Gretchen and I ever walk into your house, we will kind of turn and make eye contact. And that eye contact says, they're a sign house couple.
They'll definitely be talking about you after they leave.
Just dance is what the little signs. Oh, these signs are all they're very
just
pushy.
Dance.
They're telling you stuff. You know, you need to live, love, and laugh. You need to just dance.
The live, laugh, love one is, you know, I will say we have one. We have one in our house. It's in the
what
kitchen.
What does your sign say?
It says happiness is homemade, and it's hanging in the kitchen.
Take that down.
It's homemade, like you're stirring up happiness in a bowl, Dom.
Don't put up signs in your house, people.
Listen, it's just one, and I didn't want it.
Nicole,
she knows better.
Down.
I don't know. Something about that one hit her.
Nicole doesn't strike me as a chewy.
We're not at all.
Either.
We're not at all. We're
take
really
the sign
nice.
Down.
Happiness is homemade. I'm a chef. Oh, it's so stupid. What's the one that my friend, if the in the bathroom, it's the old, if you sprinkle while you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seedy. That one's
take the signs down. Maybe that needs to be our 7 o'clock segment today.
Maybe. We could switch some stuff around. What are the signs in your house?
Yeah, tell us what signs you have up at your house, and we'll see how many people are brave enough to call and admit it.
Because we're just going to bash you a little bit.
All day long.
All day long. We're going to get to the colors of the cars on the next trending report. Let's go ahead and do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this real-life armored car, like, street chase. It's a video from inside an armored car. Another car comes up next to it and starts blasting it with bullets. You see all the windows smash, and then it turns into a high-speed chase. And speaking of The Rock, it looks like something you'd see in Fast and Furious. It's intense.
And this was real.
It's real life. Happened in South Africa. And boy, these guys, man. Nerves of steel driving that.
How does it end?
They pull over eventually, and the guy grabs a high-powered rifle and books it out of the car, out of the van, and I don't know what happens. The video kind of ends.
Did the bad guys get all the stuff?
I think the bad guys got away, and they didn't get the money.
But they did not.
Still intense. So it's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.